KCBS News Time 1021. Hotel rooms have been secured for the homeless, but advocates in San Francisco say not enough people are being moved and that the relocations are not happening quickly enough. KCBS reporter Kathy Novak spoke to one man who's relieved to now have his own room.
When we were all told to shelter in place, Dexter's Place was the hospitality house shelter. In early April, a COVID-19 case was reported at one of San Francisco's navigation centers.
Then they started closing shelters down. Then things got intense.
A major outbreak at the city's largest shelter, MSC South.
When they closed, I was very happy I am where I am.
Where he is, a hotel. He's been there for a couple of weeks. Because the city wasn't immediately moving everyone from shelters into hotels, Supervisor Matt Haney worked with United Methodist Church to secure funding and offer rooms to everyone at Hospitality House. Executive Director Joe Wilson.
We felt that we could not wait for the city to make a determination about moving folks out of congregate settings.
The city's been prioritizing those who have tested positive, been exposed to coronavirus, are elderly, or have underlying conditions. Advocates like Joe Wilson want everyone off the streets and out of shelters.
This is a concrete expression that their lives matter to us.
Dexter went from a bunk bed in close quarters where it was impossible to stay 6 feet away from others to his own room.
I just fell into an emotional comfort zone. And particularly, it was easy because I'm in there by myself.
The first thing he did?
Yeah, I think I went in the bathroom and just stood there. Because I haven't had a bathroom privacy since, I don't know, it was just then. I've been sharing it with either 30 or 70 other people. And to walk in and see the bath, a shower, and a bathtub all to myself.
He says the room is a sanctuary. Like the rest of us, he can take socially distant walks, masks are available, and with the rest of his time,
music, crossword puzzles. They constantly encourage, don't go nowhere. You know, they don't go anywhere. We're glad you all don't have problems staying in. And they come check about 4 or 5 times a day. That's a little overkill, but I guess they got their reason.
Temperatures are checked twice a day, and breakfast and dinner are provided. In the back of Joe Wilson's mind, the possibility of making this housing arrangement permanent.
People don't lose their humanity because of their economic condition. But once we get on the other side of this crisis, we're going to have to take a hard look at what we've become in our society.
Dexter is hoping for big change in future, too. In the meantime, he's enjoying his bath.
Yes, I'm going to take one tonight. Just because I can, you know, Kathy. Just because I can. What the heck?
Kathy Novak, KCBS.